This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, here we go. Lots to get into, including I'm going to have the... You're going to hear all you need to hear on this Sydney Sweeney stuff. I talked about it on Friday in ad nauseum. Well, not necessarily ad nauseum, but I'm done with it. Except for I heard something over the weekend. And for me, it just solidifies my opinion all the more about jealousy of Sydney Sweeney. All right. How much do you think that someone who played sports or particularly coached sports has translatable and transferable skills and it helps them if they want to run for office? Are they truly transferable and relatable? Is somebody who is in the athletic realm better suited to be in the political realm? Case in point, Derek Dooley, former Tennessee football coach, son of Vince Dooley, the late Vince Dooley. He's launching his bid. He did it today for the Senate in Georgia. And that's a really weird, crazy landscape, political landscape in Georgia. They are vying for the endorsement and the chance to unseat that John Ossoff. So Dooley's leaning on his football background. I was reading today in his campaign launch. He was highlighting the fact that he's a political outsider. He is, from a general sense, sort of patting himself on the back and saying, look, I am not a politician. I am a football coach. And I look at my views on sports and I can liken them to politics. Quote, the foundation of football is the American spirit. You work hard. You play by the rules. You keep fighting when adversity hits. You have a fair shot at achieving your dreams. As a coach, I wanted that for all my players. As your next U.S. Senator, I want that for all Georgians. Georgia, like Atlanta, not Soviet Georgia. But anyway, so there's that. Do you think that it's a positive? A couple things. One, that someone isn't a career politician. That they have transferable, translatable skills from another field where they were successful. And you could talk about his win-loss record. It is what it is. But you have to be pretty successful to even get hired as the football coach at the University of Tennessee, which he did, Derek Dooley. And you think of people in the past who reached political heights that had reached athletic heights. Gerald Ford, Bill Bradley, Steve Largent, Kevin Johnson in the NBA. He was the mayor of Sacramento. I don't know if he still is. Jack Kemp, of course. Tommy Tuberville, for as much as I think he is a lunatic at times. Tom Osborne, former coach at Nebraska. So there have been a lot of people, and I just named some coaches too, and I think they have that sort of that DNA makeup to lead. And they look at leading a mass of people, whether it's on the football field, whether it is from a Senate and it's people who vote for you and people that maybe didn't even vote for you and that you're just leading a population and trying to get the best for them as being able to utilize the same tactics. I can kind of be sold on that, I think. That if you're a leader, you're a leader. Now, for me, coaches maybe make for better politicians than players would. Unless you were like, I don't know, in Jack Kemp's case, like you look at a guy like Jack Kemp, and maybe it depends on what position you play. He was a quarterback. And so from that standpoint, he was counted on to gather people together, to give them a plan, to carry out that plan, and to ultimately be the most responsible person for that plan, but to also have people pulling on the same rope and helping him out. I'll say this at 866-391-1020. and you could agree or not agree with me, but I promise you I feel this way and feel this way strongly. If Bill Cowher would have run for the mayor of the city of Pittsburgh just this past time in the primary, and it was Bill Cowher, Corey O'Connor, and Ed Gainey, and Bill Cowher, if he would have been registered Democrat, I don't know what he is. I don't. But if he would have run on the Democratic side, he 100% would have won that endorsement. I'll say this. What if Bill Cowher is a Republican? And again, I do not know and don't care about his political affiliation. But if he was running against Corey O'Connor right now, without any political... because he'd have beat Tony Marino and he'd have beat Thomas West just by having his name on the ballot because he's Bill Cowher. If he would run against Corey O'Connor right now, I think he might be able to beat him sight unseen. If he went up there and he said, I have no political experience, zero, nada, zilch, none. I wasn't even the vice president at Carleton High School. Nothing. This is my first political experience. I still think in a town like Pittsburgh, people would vote for him. And to some degree, it would be refreshing, or people see that as refreshing, because it's not somebody who's been in politics their whole life. The more Derek Dooley, and I read about this today, and I started reading a little bit deeper. The more he talks, and when he says, as a coach, I wanted everything for my players. As your next senator, I want this for all Georgians. The foundation of football is the American spirit. You work hard. You play by the rules. You keep fighting when adversity hits. You have a fair shot at achieving your dreams. If he can honestly parlay that from football and use that and apply it to everyday life. And now it might be harder to do than say, and it certainly will be. If he can do that, I think, or if he can relay to the voter that he feels like he has a plan to be able to do that, I think the guy's going to win that Senate seat in Georgia. And I don't think in a place like Georgia, where football is gigantic, it's like Western Pennsylvania, I think in a place like that, I don't think he can lean on it too much. Now, you might call voters naive or dumb or dumb jocks or this or that, but I think if you do that, you're giving them short shrift. You're not seeing the comparable skills of... Okay, Nick Saban. You ever seen Nick Saban speak? The former Alabama coach? When he speaks, whether it's at a convention for a gigantic company, whether it's at a room full of football coaches, every single person in there is captivated because what he does is he infuses a life lesson all the time. If he ran for office, if he ran for governor of Alabama, he'd win in a landslide. 100% so. It's not even close. So I think there are a lot of translatable skills. Just fascinating to me to see Derek Dooley running for this job.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.